Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
I'm in my makeshift studio.
Your room looks really nice. You got some crazy wallpaper on the back there.
I know. It's like palm or something, right?
Oh, it's a palm tree.
I seem to be like part forest and part and then part like normal.
Okay.
But it's freezing cold.
Adjust the temperature.
I do. It just still goes to freezing cold. That's it. Only knows freezing cold.
Is that okay?
It only knows that. It only knows freezing cold, right? So I'm like freezing cold and weird that I'm complaining about that. But guess what? I'm a complainer. Sometimes I'm going to complain and it's like, and so friends of the podcast, I'm in Toronto, with work doing some gift show shopping and I'm staying in, it's a really great hotel, but I don't know, this is how not on trend I am. When did they take carpet out of the rooms? Why is there no carpet on the floor?
There's no carpet?
No. So it's like a laminate floor, which you know how cold that is?
That's so cold.
So you just get out of bed and you start from your toes to your head automatically just cold, right? So I'm like, interesting.
It's probably easier to deal with, right? Instead of carpet.
Probably. But that's the way to go, right? Like say like in places like where we don't have air conditioning back home, because you just would just step on your floor and it would
and
be
then,
cold.
And you're cold.
Oh yeah. I'm like, cold. Right? Oh, the woes, right?
Oh, well, you know, at least you got a place to lay your head, Lisa.
Definitely. And it's beautiful and I'm having a great time. So it's been a good trip so far. So
good.
Yeah.
Good.
What have you been up to, Samantha?
Well, I went grocery shopping last Friday night.
Good. You hate grocery shopping. What?
I ultimately, yes, I do.
You must have been desperate.
Totally. I found something out about myself.
Oh my God. You're always learning new things.
Yeah. When I'm out in the public.
Yeah. What did you learn?
I talk to myself while I grocery shop.
Okay. Now this is kind of funny and this kind of actually is going to get me a little riled up. Because you've always, our whole friendship made fun of the fact that I talk to myself at home all the time.
I talk to myself while I grocery shop.
At least I'm not doing it in public.
I know.
Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Is there a support group? There must be a Facebook group that you can join to help with that.
I don't know, but I think I was freaking out the people in the grocery store.
Yeah, probably because they probably thought you were hearing voices and wondering who's that crazy girl talking to.
But what I was really trying to do was like, okay, what do I have at home? Do I need that? I didn't go with the list, right?
Oh, what?
I know. Oh, my God.
Why? And you were probably hungry, which is a big no-no too.
I was.
Oh, my God, Samantha. Have I not taught you anything?
No.
You need to have a list.
I know. Oh. I'm not a proper Gibson. I'm not even adjacent. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not even an adjacent Gibson.
We are not owning you.
No.
We're not owning you.
You can't.
Right? You do the list the night before, and the next day you take a look at it. And if you need to add or take away, then you can do that with a clear mind.
Oh, my God. I hang my head in shame.
Right? Gibson, Gibson 101. It's right there in the book. Right? And I came with that. It wasn't even a Gibson trait. That was a McIntyre thing too. So the McIntyres and the Gibsons, oddly enough, right? Some of our things cross over.
That's funny.
So you're freaking people out at the grocery store.
Yes. And then I was just like, okay, I have to stop. I have to stop grocery shopping right now. I have enough food. I need to leave.
Right.
Because I was like, I can't stop. Because I just kept thinking, well, do I need lettuce? Do I need that? Do I want? And I kept... Yeah. It's like I couldn't stop like having this weird conversation with myself.
Which is the conversation you would have with yourself at your home making your list, right? I open up the fridge and I'm like, okay, do we need more lunch meat? Maybe we do. I don't do that at the actual store.
And
I've already had that conversation.
Yes, I know. So
way to go.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny that you mentioned that because so that's kind of like something that that put you in a little bit of a funny, awkward situation that people might have been kind of like, what's with her? Uh-huh. So I had the same thing kind of happen to me, but I brought it totally on myself.
Oh, what?
So I was at work last week and I was, so it was before I went to work, right? And I was looking for my black pants, right? Because I would like to wear a black pant to work. And I was looking for my black pants, couldn't find it. It was laundry day, right? And I'm like, oh, geez, right. Okay, so they're in the laundry. What the hell am I going to wear, right? Because I normally plan and I think, okay, here's my alternate pant, but I couldn't find my alternate pant. So instead, I found another pant further back in the closet. And it was like a pant that I used to have that I had from Olsen, and it had a cuff and it rolled up and it had a little drawstring. So it kind of was like an athleisure pant, but it was like a dress pant.
Yes.
And I put it on and oh my God, I was a million bucks, Samantha. I was strutting and walking tall, shoulders back. I'm like, I am in some kick-ass pants today. People, right? Not like an exciting fashion statement from the waist up, but in the pants, I'm like, mm-hmm. And then I had, you know, our shoe, because I can wear shoes again, right? Yeah. I had our chunky shoe. And I went into the offices and I said to my boss, I gotta tell you, I said, have you ever just had one of those days that you put on a pair of old pants and you're just so thrilled because they're now your most favorite pants? And she was like, and you know, me and my joy. So I tell the story. I'm like, it's the best feeling. I said, I feel like a million bucks from the waist down. I said, I feel so good. I feel so good in these pants. I said, and I'm so happy. I said, they just made my day. And then the boss comes in and she's like, what are you guys all talking about? And I, so then I had to tell her, she's like, I like those pants. And I'm like, mm-hmm, I know. Right. I'm like, you should see me. You should see how I feel inside. If you could be inside how I feel right now, everybody would buy these pants. Everybody would have these pants. Right. So crazy.
Oh my God.
And then I think I left thinking I look like a million bucks. I feel like a million bucks. And people probably think I have lost my marbles.
Yeah, a little crazy.
She's a little crazy. Oh, look at that gift shop lady in the office sharing her stories again.
And this time it was about a pair of pants.
Right, right. Last week we were talking about not wearing a bra to bed.
Oh my God.
We were talking about pants, right? Sometimes I'm an oversharer. That's what I learn about myself.
Yes, you right? are.
I'm an oversharer. I think everybody wants to know all my excitement. And sometimes they just don't want to.
Oh my God.
So funny. But they were all very receptive. I'll give them that. Boy, they're a receptive group. And I'm like, oh, you guys are so good for my soul. Right? So I hope that the grocery shopping people were good for your soul, Samantha.
Well, no one talked back to me. So really, it was just me mumbling going through the aisles.
Yeah, good. Yeah. But now you know how to feel better about that next time, right? You just prepare a bit differently.
Okay. So Samantha, I have a confession. I have poo-pooed, and I mean poo-pooed, poo-pooed, poo-pooed here, poo-pooed there, poo-pooed it everywhere. Lettuce as a bun, right? For years, I've poo-pooed it. I've poo-pooed it. I've poo-pooed it and had disdain from it for it.
Yes, you have.
Right? What do you think of that word, disdain?
You used it correctly.
Did I use it correctly? Yes. Yes, I did. That's one for this girl. Yes, I did. So I have poo-pooed the idea of lettuce as a bun forever and made no secret about it, right? And now... I hang my head and must confess that I think I want to try it. Because you know what, Samantha? I hate a hamburger bun.
You do?
I hate buns. You know that. I hate buns. Oh, it's on a pretzel bun. Ugh. Oh, it's on a brioche bun. Ugh. Right? Like, I mean, I'll eat a bun, but I don't love a bun. And now I'm curious. Maybe I would love the lettuce as a bun.
Okay. So realistic.
A bun alternative.
Mm-hmm. But realistically, you're going to use a fork and a knife to eat this, right?
Well, yeah, because I'm not a monster.
Well, because you're not going to like pick up your lettuce hamburger with your hands.
No, right? Because
it's lettuce.
It stresses me out holding lettuce in my hand.
Yes.
Right.
So you're never, Is it better? Is it really better?
I don't know. Why do we feel, so then let's think of it this way. Why do we feel that holding bread in our hand is any different either?
Because it's bread.
Okay, because it's bread is not the right answer, I don't think.
Probably not.
Is it odd that we use bread to hold things? It's like, what is it, like a pair of tongs or something? It's like bread tongs.
Okay, so do you want to just hold the hamburger? Do you want to just skip a step?
No, I don't want to just hold the meat in my hand. That's no.
No, okay. No,
right.
All right. Okay.
Only food being held in my hand is a chicken wing, the odd time a French fry, and a hot dog. That's kind of it, right?
Yes, that's roughly about it.
Right? You know, there might be the odd exception depending, but I wouldn't want to bet the farm on it.
No, neither would I.
No, right? So I'm just saying, maybe I'm going to be about a bet of crap.
Yes.
And maybe everything. Maybe I'm going to cut out bread.
I'm never going to do that in my life.
I think I
like
would.
Literally never going to do
and
that.
And then I'm just going to have lettuce. So if I want a ham sandwich on a Saturday for lunch, it's going to be ham inside the lettuce.
Good luck.
Right? And it kind of like eliminates breakfast, though. That's the problem with that.
Well, there's no more eggs, Benny, for you.
It's just the Benny.
It's just the ham and right. The egg.
Just the ham and the egg and the hollandaise, right? Hold the bun. Right? I think I want to live in a bun-free world.
Off you go.
Except hot dogs.
Oh, jeez.
Right? I need to keep a hot dog bun.
Why? You don't want to eat a hot dog and some lettuce?
No. Seems really wrong, right?
That seems wrong.
Seems really wrong.
That seems wrong.
Yeah. Like, no, can't do that. Not doing that. Won't do that.
Okay. Well, you know, at least you have limitations or, you know.
Right.
Where you draw the line.
You got to have boundaries, Samantha. Everybody needs a boundary. Right? Those are my boundaries, right?
Yes. I draw a boundary where I refuse to eliminate anything from my diet.
Do you remember when we started the new year? Remember, wasn't I on a short-lived kick where I was getting rid of all non-essential breads?
Yes, you were getting rid of non-essential bread.
Right.
And you gave that up very quickly. And then
because bread became essential, it seemed.
Yes. And then you went to an egg yogurt diet. And then it was all about the Jell-O.
And then it's been fruit for a long time.
Yeah, and then it's been fruit for a while. It's
been fruit for a long time. So maybe it's time to find a new thing, and maybe it's all about the lettuce.
I can't wait to see that.
Right. We'll have to give it a try, okay? Shall we? Shall we do that?
I am not agreeing to anything, actually. Well,
what if it's the best thing that we don't even know about?
How about you try it first and you let me know? It's just lettuce. It's not going to ruin what you're eating because lettuce has no flavor.
I know, right?
It's like celery.
And it really has no purpose either.
Other than it's salad.
Like a celery. A celery also has no purpose. There is no purpose. Celery has no place in this world. Other than in a Caesar.
It has a place as something that you add for a little bit of like texture or flavor. Mm. Mm.
Maybe if you put a little cheese whiz on it, maybe.
Maybe. Or some peanut butter.
Or some peanut butter and then make the ants on the log. Right? Right? We should do that one.
Yeah, ants on a log. Oh, yeah. That brings me back.
Classic, right? A classic. Ants on a log. Yeah.
So Lisa.
Samantha.
I think you need to tell world what you really went through on Thursday.
Oh my goodness.
I think they need to know, like firsthand experience, please.
So here's the thing, friends of the podcast, right? Again, not knocking the fact that I was fortunate enough to be able to come on a business trip, right? But as we know, right, Air Canada is having some issues and Pearson International Airport has been declared the worst airport in the world.
Oh, that's harsh.
Right? It's harsh, but that's what they say, in the world. That's what it was on the Twitter.
My God.
Yeah. And you know what? And I'm going to not disagree. So my flight was supposed to leave at 6:30.
Yes.
And it left at 10:30.
Yes.
And it kept changing like minute by minute by minute by minute. And I was supposed to land at midnight, and I landed at almost 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I got to my hotel at 4:30.
No, jeez.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, right. It's like, hi, how's that? Fine. Right. Cause I mean, I'm not a big sleeper anyway, so that was fine, whatever. But it's just, it's the craziness of why the delays, because apparently nobody wants to work.
Or do they just not have enough people?
Okay. Well, if you don't have enough people, does that not mean that there's some people who don't want to work?
Maybe people have found other things to do.
I don't know.
Because being, I don't think working for an airline is now considered a very stable occupation.
Well, I think, all right, I think the COVID really threw a wrench in it, right?
Well, I think it did huge things to it. Yeah. And it wouldn't be so bad if they would just open up all of the airports to international travel again.
Yeah. Is not everything open?
Nope.
Oh, well, you got to be careful though, right? Because you got the monkeypox and stuff.
Well, that is traveling around.
Right? Like that's... Right? There's too much touching going on and the monkeypox is spreading.
Apparently.
Right? It's funny, right? With the pandemic, we went from nobody touches anybody with anything, right? To now there's too much touching and now we have something new.
Please stop touching.
Please stop touching. Stop touching. Right?
Oh my God, that just makes me itchy.
I know, right? Like you just are like, ugh. Right? You see a little rash and you're like, no. Right?
Yeah.
I am not touching anybody or anything. No touching.
No touching.
Or all of a sudden, you know what's going to happen? They're going to make us wear gloves. And I think gloves would be worse than a mask, actually.
I think it would be odd.
Right? It's like, oh, yes. Okay, now we just, okay, so to eliminate this, we're going to wear gloves. No, I would be pissy. Right? I wasn't happy with the mask. I'm going to really not be happy with the gloves.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. But you said you were getting a car rental the other day.
Yeah, I got a car. Okay, so I did such a good thing. I did such a good thing at the car rental place, Samantha, and such a good thing by not something that I would never, ever do, right? Because, you know, I don't love car rentals.
No, you've not had great luck. And the time that I was with you
was typical, right? And I booked lots of time in advance. I just want what I've asked for, please.
Yes, right? Yes.
I don't want the upgrade. I want what I drive at home is what I want. So, okay. So I'm waiting for my car rental and already, you know me, right? Got my back up. I'm ready for a fight. I'm ready for them to give me the PT Cruiser again. And there's a gentleman in front of me. And the gentleman in front of me, he is, he's very tall. Uh-huh. I'm going to say he's probably like 6'5". I would say he wasn't a small man. So, you know, like a little junk in his trunk, right? A little heavier. Uh-huh. And he was pissed, not at this experience, at a previous experience, because he had asked for a mid-sized car and didn't fit in it. And I'm listening to this conversation, you know, like as a retailer. Uh-huh. And this lady's like, I'll get you my manager. The manager comes out. This man is just livid, right? So it's not even, he's just wasting everybody's time because you've already lived this experience, dude, right? Nobody can fix it. Except I think he wanted something for free, right?
Oh, compensation.
I would think so. So anyway, so the young man, the lovely young man, male manager, he's listening to the story and this man, he's like animated and he's like huffy puffy. He is mad as hell. And the guy, the manager looks at him and he said, can I just ask one question? And the man's like, yeah, whatever you want to ask, just ask. And the guy says, what would make you think you would fit in a mid-sized car? Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Who did a whoop. I did a whoop, right? Because I was really tired. I did a whoop. Right? Not meaning to eavesdrop on your conversation, but we can all hear it. And when the guy said that, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh, shit. Because I thought that's the typical question. Why would you think you would fit in a mid-sized car, dude?
Exactly.
Like, why would you think that? And finally, somebody asked the right question, because I'm like, hallelujah. Finally, we're asking the right question.
Oh, my God. Right?
So decided when they gave me an SUV instead of an economy sized car.
Oh, dear.
I decided that I would just say thank you for the car.
And not give them any grief.
Not give them any grief, because I think maybe being a car rental person might be one of the worst jobs in the world.
I think it might be.
So I, in unlike Lisa fashion, chose to drive a vehicle that is too big for me, that I feel like I don't fit on the road in, right? Right? And I feel like I'm driving more on the shoulder of the road, right? Because I'm afraid I'm going to hit the car on the other side of the road because I'm in such a big vehicle. And I sucked it up.
Oh, my God.
I sucked it up, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
And cut them some slack, because I'm like, you know what? They don't need this today from me.
No, they don't. And that was very, that is right? Very, very, very gracious of you, Lisa.
Yeah, because normally.
You would have said, I appreciate you think you're giving me an upgrade. However,
I don't want one.
Because usually people don't go, oh, no, I don't want the really nice car.
Right. Usually people don't bring the Mustang back after a day and say, can I just have a piece of shit car? Because this one is too fancy. No, even though there was no extra pay involved in it.
Oh, my God. So you didn't have to, because that's an SUV is an upgrade from like a compact car.
Yeah, but now they throw in the, well, you might get an upgrade because they're asked if they don't have your car for you, right?
Oh, okay,
so,
got it.
So 99.9% of the people appreciate that. 0.1% of the people, which is me, don't want that. I don't want that. Thank you.
I love right? that.
Right? I don't want that upgrade, actually. I want the small car.
I would have, if I'd been standing beside you, I would have been whoop.
Oh yeah, exactly. Right. Cause that's the question.
Good question.
Ask, right? I'm like, that's the question to ask. Cause that's what I'm thinking. Why would you ever think that would be the car for you, dude?
Right? Midsize 6.5 feet. No,
no, no. Right.
No, no.
Not happening.
Oh,
not happening.
So did he get anything? Did he walk away with it? Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah,
because the manager said, I empathize with your frustration. However, he said, I failed to see where we went wrong. I'm like, good for you.
I failed to. Well, that's a good one.
Right. I failed to see where we went wrong. And I'm like, yeah, you failed to see.
Oh, right? That's good.
You failed to see because you didn't go wrong. You can't see it because it's not there to see.
Oh my God.
That's kind of funny, hey?
I always love your car rental stories. They're always epic.
Oh my God. I totally just cut them some slack this time, right? Because I hate this vehicle so much. Right? I hate it. It's big and it's boxy and... Right. And I filled it up and you got to prepay all that shit. How do I know how much it's going to cost to fill up a rental that I don't drive? I don't know. So I thought, OK, $30. Oh, no, there'll be another trip. There'll be another trip to the gas station because I'm like probably $7 shy. I'm thinking,
oh, no.
I'm like, oh. That's the beauty of you got to pay at the pump, right?
And
you gotta,
yes.
You got to guesstimate. And I'm like, okay. All right.
I think you should have shot high.
Probably I should have shot high. I thought I was shooting high. I'm like, $30. I'm sure that would do it. I don't know. I don't know because I drive an economy car.
You drive a clown car.
Right? I drive just a little car. So I don't know. I don't know, Samantha.
Oh, okay. But speaking of driving, Lisa.
Yeah.
Apparently you want to drive the karma bus?
Do you ever think about karma?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Sometimes I feel that karma does not exist. And then sometimes I just hope that it does exist, right? And then I think if it does exist, I hope it's in the form of me driving the bus and I pick you up. Not you as in you, but the person that I feel karma should be affecting.
Uh-huh.
I hope it's my stop. Ding, ding. Oh, hi. Hop on. Right? That's what I hope. I hope that I am. I hope that I'm driving the karma bus in my next life.
Would you have a few words for the people who are now being picked up for the karma bus?
No, I wouldn't have any words. I would just let them just live in fear, because now it's just me and you on my karma bus. And you don't know what I'm going to do, right? Because I'm karma now.
You're karma.
I'm karma. And now you're at my mercy.
You're right? Not like karma chameleon. No, you're not that.
No. Okay. No. I'm going to be like my mom and make you just worry and wonder if I'm going to do something.
Oh, Jesus.
But you're never going to know for sure. Right? You're just never going to quite know.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Oh,
okay. But speaking of moms.
Yeah.
Was your mom a go-to-your-room kind of mom? Like, Lisa McIntyre, go to your room.
You know, it's funny. We stayed in our rooms lots because, right, we wanted to just be away from your parents, right?
Uh-huh.
But were we, like, get to your room? No. Are you kidding me? There was a spanking before that was ever happening.
Instead of it was a spank and then go to your room? Is that what it was?
It was probably a spank. If it was go to your room, it was a spank, go to your room and think about what you've done. And then you're like, okay. And then you just be like, I don't know what I did. That's so bad. Right? Because those 70s moms, they weren't timeout moms.
No, they were not. They were a totally different breed of mom.
Oh my God, right? They were a totally different breed of mom.
Yes.
Right? They didn't care. Right?
No.
I saw a guy who was wearing a t-shirt and it said Wooden Spoon Survivor. And I'm like, I love that shirt. I'm like, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are, right?
Wooden Spoon Survivor.
And I'm like, yeah, oh, I would like that shirt because I was a Wooden Spoon Survivor too. And the slipper and anything else that was close by.
How about a leather strap?
I don't think we got the strap. I think we were threatened with the strap a lot.
Yes. Right? Yes.
But then every parent will. Now, this is what 70s parents will do. We know as 70s kids, we were threatened with the strap. 70s parents will say, no, you weren't. They won't own up to that. Hey, I don't think 70s parents will own up to the strap.
Probably not.
They're like, no, you think, you know, as if you would ever. Oh, okay. No. That's just what I remember. Right. 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 And every 70s parent had the strap and made that strap noise.
Yes.
Right. So you need to put the fear of God in you.
Well, yes.
But I feel that 70s parents won't own up to that.
But really, a slipper does the same kind of, you know.
Oh, slippers. Yeah. Slippers.
Very useful.
Yeah. Slipper. I think that was my mom's go-to was the slipper.
Right? Come here, raising it over their heads.
Right? I used to say my mom had the fastest slipper. She could get that slipper off her foot across the room. Somehow it was connecting with you and you didn't even know it. Right? She had a fast slipper. She was quick. Wendy McIntyre was quick to the slipper.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom, she was a go to your room kind of mom, but there was always a little more action before that actually happened.
Right. So you're going to your room because this is the last part of this punishment is go to your room.
Now that I'm done yelling.
The punishment.
Right. I'm done yelling at you. So now you can go.
Right. Exactly. Right. Because there was that phrase, get out of my sight.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes. And then while you're in your room, you are now grounded for 2 weeks.
Right. Yep. Yep. So enjoy your room. Right. Because you're grounded. And that means no phone call after school, to and from school, no Martha Petter, no Julia Lowe, nothing. Can I go to ring at practice? We'll see. But you always knew that you were going to still get to go to ring at practice.
Right.
Right. So that was your little bit of freedom.
Yeah. Yes. You know, like, the days, right?
I don't
the
even old think, days. Like, do people even ground kids now? Like, what?
Oh, God, no.
I don't think there's grounding.
They don't do much, I don't think.
No, right? My kid's sister was saying, so her two kids have jobs, right? So Emily's got a part-time job. Zach's got a job with his school, his co-op. And she said that they both have officially resigned from chores. They don't need that money. They got their own money. They've resigned from chores.
So they don't think they have to look after themselves or the house?
I believe whatever chores they used to do, they no longer do. They no longer feel that they should have to do them because now they work.
then you're the adult in the house.
Right.
And with that comes responsibilities.
Exactly.
Oh, let's turn that around.
Right.
OMG.
That's so funny.
I was just talking to my nephews and they're going to be charged rent soon.
Oh,
they don't watch it.
Right. Right. Because now you're an adult.
Yes.
Making all your money.
There, one's in university and one is taking a year off and they're like, bring it. Bring the rent.
Show me the money. Show me the money.
Right? They eat a lot. They need to contribute.
They need to do something, right? They need to do something. That's so funny. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Parents, yeah. I don't think they have it easy. I don't think parents of any decade have had it easy.
No, I don't think so either, right? Although there's a part of me that feels that the timeout mom maybe had it a little bit easier.
Really?
Right? I don't know.
But I don't think they do timeouts anymore.
Oh, timeout's not the trend? That's not what they do?
Well, maybe they still do, or is it go to the corner or sit there in the corner? And
I don't know.
I don't know. Lisa, we're not parents. We have no clue.
I would have adopted my 70s mom's parenting style, so I would have been I would have been in trouble. I'd be hitting kids. My house, my rules.
Ryle, this is true.
Right?
Very, very true.
So it's probably a good thing that we're not parents.
Yeah, that's true. Right,
you know.
Well, okay, Lisa.
Samantha.
We're in August, which is the tail end of summer.
Yeah, we're almost headed to sweater weather.
Sweater weather. But I need to ask.
Okay.
What's the worst summer insect for you?
The worst? Oh, I hate them all. What do I hate the most? You know what? I don't think I can just pick one. I hate a wasp because I just think they're mean.
They are mean.
They're just mean and they just want to hurt you. I kind of feel the same way with a mosquito, but I understand the mosquitoes are important, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. Why are mosquitoes important?
Because don't mosquitoes eat bugs?
No.
They do something. I thought they were important, mosquitoes.
They don't eat bugs.
They don't eat bugs?
They give us diseases, so that's exciting.
Okay, maybe they're not important.
The dragonfly eats bugs.
So he's important then.
He's important.
Okay, right. You don't swat at the dragonfly. I'm not a big bug fan. I don't react like you do to bugs, but I'm not a big bug fan.
I'm trying to be calmer with bugs.
Are you?
Yes.
And how's that going for you?
Not great, but we're working on it.
Yeah, so what's your worst bug?
I hate mosquitoes.
You hate mosquitoes?
And then I hate horseflies.
Yes. Oh my goodness. You put on quite the show with your hatred of horseflies. You got a high-pitched squeal, some bad language. It's not pretty, Samantha.
They're not coming after you. They're coming after me. They bite me. It hurts.
I know, right? They're not very nice either.
And mosquitoes are just annoying.
Yeah. I hate when you can hear them.
Bzz, and yeah, it's dark and you're trying to figure out where is that thing.
And because they don't make if they made a mosquito repellent that didn't get in your mouth and get all over you and just be disgusting, maybe it would be different, right? Maybe we would tolerate a mosquito better. But you know that once you have to put on the deep woods off,
it's not
right?
good.
It's your night's ruined now. Right now I'm gross and sticky and I'm going to forget that I had it on and I'm going to lick my finger and it's on there. Right? Right?
Hopefully. Well, you are a licker. So.
I'm a licker, right? I'm a licker. So I'm definitely at some point eating my fair share of mosquito repellent.
This is true.
Right?
This is very, very true.
I don't know. You know what? I wonder, because I'm staying in a hotel. Samantha, do you ever think that if we really thought about hotels for very long and in much depth, that we would be totally grossed out?
Yes, you should not think about it.
Right? I was thinking about that and I'm like,
don't.
I get that they clean and you know what? They're clean and they're renovated, but hi, there's just a known out you go and the next person comes in and takes your bed. And that's creepy. Clean sheets or not, right? It's still weird and creepy. Right? It's still super weird and creepy, really, right?
It is because you're sleeping essentially on the same pillow someone else has slept on.
Right. They just changed the pillowcase. And it's fine if it's your people. So if it's at your home and, you know, you sleep in your sister's bed, that's fine. Those are your people. Right?
But the same goes for an Airbnb. You don't know who was there before you.
Yeah. Right? That's really kind of true.
It is a little creepy.
So sometimes as I'm laying in my hotel room, I'm just thinking, I wonder how many times this room's been laid in. Not like laid in or laid in.
You don't know.
You just don't know, right? You just don't know.
Oh my God. And you probably and now with COVID and everything, did you wipe everything down?
No, I didn't do nothing. I'm assuming that they did their job and they did that.
Okay.
Right? I'm that girl. I believe that they did their job, right?
You have faith.
I have faith. Right? I have faith. I'm hoping. It's funny. I was reading an article. I don't know. It might have been on the Twitter. And it was about, you know how you and I sometimes wonder if we're really classified as adults because we don't have kids and we don't have all the adulty things.
Right.
So we've had this conversation before, right? We don't have the proper spices, have the cast iron pan.
No.
So there's more things.
Oh, God.
There's some other things. And so when I was visiting my friend Shannon Cox, she is a mom, right? Owns a house, is a mom. So I thought, you know what? I want to ask her these things too, right? Because technically she should be an adult because she's responsible for others, right? Right. So that's my definition of adult, in my opinion, right? You and I, we don't quite fit because we're not responsible for others.
Right.
We're just responsible for us. Okay, so tell me if you have these things, okay? A proper set of knives. The example they gave is don't just take any knife and cut that tomato with it. Do you have the proper knife that would cut a tomato?
I have, yes.
You have the proper knife?
Yes.
If you had a loaf of crusty bread, you have that knife too?
I have the bread knife.
Ooh. Why do you have those things?
Because those are the things I would, no, those are the things I'd actually would use.
You use those? I would just use any knife, right? Now I would use I wouldn't use my bread and butter knife, but I would just use the same knife that I cut a steak with. I would use to cut a tomato with.
I know. You would just hack away.
I would just hack away, right? I wouldn't even care. Okay. So you get that one then. What about a trendy juice jug?
No, because I don't drink juice.
Right. You don't drink juice. We drink juice. We just have that old clear plastic one. That, you know, with the blue lid, right? that the iced tea goes in and it stains the iced tea, stains the plastic. We don't have a trendy juice jug, right?
I have a Brita.
We have a Brita too. That's different. That's different.
Oh, sorry.
That's different. A small saucepan that you only would use for sauce. And let's be honest, the only reason why we have them is because they come with the set.
I bought two because they were a set.
Right, right.
Yes.
And do you use them for sauces?
No.
No. What do you use them for?
I use them, well, a saucepan is like a pan. Do I use it for sauce? No, it's a set. So I have, it came as a set.
Right. So you have it, but it's not a functioning part of your world.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Like myself. A zester.
No, I do not.
Right? What about a garlic press? You got a garlic press?
No, but I have a microplaner thing to do like garlic and stuff. So I guess I do have a zester then.
You have a zester? So you could zest the lemon?
I could zest the lemon with the thing.
I can't zest the lemon. I guess I could on the cheese.
Oh my God. Does this mean I'm more adulty than you are?
Well, it might be, right? Shannon Cox, she said she didn't have any of these things other than the pots and the pans, right? Because same thing came with the set. Uh-huh. And she claims because she is not a domestic diva.
Well, girl.
Right? And I'm like, no, we don't need to be a domestic diva. Right? There's too much pressure on having things.
There's too much pressure on being this person who knows how to cook really well.
Yeah.
Can we just survive on tomato and bacon sandwiches? Is that just not enough?
When did the world decide that that tastes like necessity wasn't good enough anymore?
I don't know.
Right? Whatever. So anyway, so that was funny. So I was back visiting my old stomping grounds, right? I spent an evening in my small town. Small towns, you know what? They don't change.
No, they don't.
They don't change, hey? They just don't change. And yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Well, because that's okay, though.
It is, because it's wonderful, right?
Yeah.
It's a happy feeling, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a wonderful thing. But I think that's with all small towns, right? Like, I think when we go up to Meadow Lake, I can't imagine that much has changed in Meadow Lake.
I mean, they've added things like the giant tiger.
Yeah, like the GT boutique. Exactly, right? They've added things.
But I, you know, it's like going back to Oliver and Osuyas, where I grew up. And you know, it's, you know, that things have changed a little bit, but some of the stuff has still stayed the same.
Still pretty similar, right?
Yeah, it's still pretty similar. Nothing's too crazy.
And it really, you know what you do? I just keep thinking that that couple that go and renovate little towns, what is it? Ben and Aaron?
Yes.
I just think that they should be in every little town. Why are they not there?
That's true. Come to Canada.
Right. I'm waiting to find them in every little town because that's where they should be. Right. Renovate. Oh, it's the Foster house or it's the house. Right. It's the Davidson house. It's the Robinson house. Right. With a little bit of family history for you. Uh-huh. But again, when I met with another friend from my past, of the podcast, Kelly Foster, right? She goes by Kelly Ann, good friend of the podcast, right? Her daughter Gracie listens to the podcast.
Yeah.
She raised a really, really interesting point. I got to see her place before I've seen your place.
Okay.
Right?
Thanks, like, Kelly Ann, for throwing me under the bus.
I'm like, isn't that interesting?
I'm going to have a few choice words with Kelly Ann. Kelly Ann, how can I reach you?
Right, exactly, right? How do I track you down?
Kelly can we Ann? Just stir the pot? Stir the pot.
Exactly.
Stir the pot.
Exactly. And she's like, she asked me, she's like, have you seen Sam's place yet? I'm like, no.
Because you mention it every other week.
Every time I get a chance. And I'm like, right? It's like the HHG, right? They're selling their house and moving, probably going to see her new place if she gets a new place before I see your place.
Okay. Stop being melodramatic.
I'm not. It seems very factual.
It does, doesn't it?
It seems very factual, Samantha. Okay. Just seems odd. Still just seems odd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this week we don't have a Tuesday Facebook to talk about. We do have Sunday, though.
Because we haven't had Tuesday yet.
No.
Right.
And it was about the World Guinness Book of Records.
Right.
And people were hopefully mentioning things like what records they would want to break.
Yes.
And things like that. And I think someone mentioned space jumping.
Yeah, I think that's Carol. And I think she's a new friend of the podcast.
We've gained a couple of people, actually.
I think we have. And she actually also posted on Sunday. I hope I have her name right. I'm sorry if I don't. She also posted on Sunday. It was kind of like a little version of One Has to Go.
Oh, good.
And there was, what was there? There was a grazing table, fish and chips. She's from the UK. Fish and chips, grazing table. Breakfast brunch or something, a brunch. I don't remember what else there was, but people were having to pick it. And she said that she appreciates our chemistry and our friendship.
Oh, that's very sweet.
And I think she said she liked me better than you.
Oh, did she?
No, she did not.
Hey, well, she Lisa, didn't. That just goes without saying that everyone likes you a little bit more.
Right. So, but she didn't say that, but I'm sure in her heart. Sorry.
Whatever makes you get through your day or helps you get you through your day, dear.
Thank you. You can't only just be black dress pants.
You can't only
not every day can be your best black dress pant day, Samantha.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
All right. So guys, like Carol, you can also connect with us on Facebook. Go to I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. If you haven't joined the group, join the group and post stuff like Carol did. Instagram is I Shake My Head. Twitter and TikTok are I_ShakeMyHead. We've been doing a few things on TikTok, or at least Lisa has. So maybe she'll do more while she's away in Toronto.
Hard to say, right? I'm a little jaded right now. A little TikTok jaded.
Oh, that's true. Well, you did have a traumatic experience.
Right. So. And then I got spanked all over the TikTok for it.
Yeah, it wasn't good. People are brutal, hey?
That's hilarious. I mean, whatever. I know that there's a war in the Ukraine. By no means.
Oh my God. I don't know what that has to do with just saying, hey, why can't I just get an Egg McMuffin?
Why can't I just get an Egg McMuffin, right? Yeah. I'm not trying to, I didn't see the connection, but okay, no. You're right. There is a war in the Ukraine, right? And by no means do we think our ridiculous little podcast fixes that.
No, it does not.
Right.
Okay. Guys, for as little as $2 a month, you can get an episode early, an extra episode every month, and it has no ads, and that is with Patreon. So it's patreon.com/ishakemyhead. And then a reminder that you can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com as well.
Yeah, go check out our stuff, guys.
Did you put in the new thing?
No, not yet.
God, you're just slow, hey?
Oh, really? Do you want to take that part over? No, exactly. So how about you just shut it? How about you just, like, zip it?
Zip it!
Right? Maybe it's going to be a new fall arrival or something.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right? So just hold your horses, Samantha.
Who's a pretty girl?
I'm a pretty girl. I'm a pretty girl. Right?
All right.
Right. Okay. So we have not had a Boom Baby Bakery update or alert for a while.
No.
We got something.
All right.
I've stumbled upon something that is going to, it's going to revolutionize people dining for one.
All right.
Because that's what I'm doing right now, right? I'm dining for one.
Yes, you are.
And sometimes when you go and you dine for one, some of the best food is actually appetizers for two.
Oh.
So the Boom Baby Bakery and Cafe, I believe, Samantha, we need to capitalize and start a new trend, which is appies for one.
Okay.
Appies for one. I want it to be called appies for you. Not appies for two, appies for you. That's what I want. Appies for you. Because sometimes maybe I do actually want nachos, but I can't order nachos in a restaurant when it's just me because I don't need the platter of them.
Well, that's true. And, you know, you're only going to eat so much.
Yeah. And then you're wasting a big thing of nachos.
Well,
so I just believe that there's an opportunity that it's been missed. And is it too much to ask for? Appies for you. Appies for you.
That I think that would be great on our menu. Yeah. It'd be lovely. It's a
super
good
catchy
addition.
Super catchy, right?
Very, very catchy.
Because that's what I was wanting. Appies for you. Not appies for two. Right? Appies for you. Right? That's all I want. Appies for you.
Okay. All right.
So that's all I'm going to say. And then you know what? And I know Friends of the Podcast, it seems like probably like a bit of an odd podcast because it's talking about just more weird stuff than normal. I went to the Denny's for breakfast, right? Because sometimes I'm not a big lunch eater. So sometimes a girl just wants a breakfast, right? And you know, a Denny's is a safe breakfast.
True.
Samantha, I felt like the French toast slam, right?
Oh.
I feel like some French toast. So I got myself my French toast, went to go put my syrup on. Do you know that what they're using to hold their syrup is what you would put like olive oil in?
Oh, it's that with the little skinny.
So you know what it does, Samantha? It makes the person using the syrup look like a big old pig. Because people watching, all they think is that you're just grabbing for the bottle, because you can never get enough out at one time to get enough syrup on your plate or on your breakfast.
That's very true.
Why did they have to change? What was so horrible with the old one that made your thumb sticky every time you used it? What was so wrong with that one?
I don't know.
Like, why did they have to get rid of that?
Because it's probably hard to keep clean.
Well, why are they putting it in a salad dressing thing?
I don't know.
Because that's what that looks like. It looks like, oh, and look at Mom made fancy salad dressing.
But maybe because it is so hard to get out, people use less, or because they give up.
Oh, no, or you just look ridiculous because you know you look like you're a syrup pig. Right? So I believe I looked like I was a syrup pig. Because I'm like, oh, I'd cut off a little piece and I'd be like, there's no fucking syrup on it. I'd get the little thing that dribbles out a little bit of syrup. I'm like, this is not making me happy.
Oh dear. That's not good when your breakfast makes you angry.
Yeah, it was making me angry because I'm like, why? What was so wrong with the old syrup holder? Right?
I don't know.
We don't need to jazz up breakfast.
Some people do, though.
If breakfast ain't broke, don't fix it. Right? And I've never heard people go around saying breakfast is broke.
No, that's true.
Right? So I was like a little bit frustrated with that.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Maybe we should start watching My Big Fat Fabulous Life again.
Well, guess what? The Gibsons never stopped watching it. You bailed.
I did. Because, like, you know what? At some point, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, she gets so, it's so weird.
So much.
Some of it is just so fucked up.
It's such a train wreck. And I'm sure as I speak, Mike's already PVR'd the first episode for
us. Oh, probably.
Right? So excited. I can't wait. Whitney Waythor is back. She's back causing trouble. She still has her boyfriend in Paris that doesn't want to be on camera.
Oh, we're doing that again?
Yeah.
She found a boyfriend in Paris that doesn't want to. Isn't this another one?
No, that was last season. She had a boyfriend she was taking French lessons from in Paris over the internet.
Got it.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I'm so excited. I love that train wreck. Bring it.
Oh my God. Yes, okay.
You should reinvest.
I will give it a shot.
Give it a go.
I'm not committing.
You know what? I don't think you'll stick it. I don't think you'll stick it out.
No, because I get bored.
Oh, whatever. It's entertaining to me.
Yes, I know.
You know.
Okay. But you know what's entertaining? And I hope to watch it. Is that Hot Ones?
Episode. I saw a little bit of which one you're talking about.
The Lizzo one where she earns her hot sauce crown.
She got her hot sauce crown.
She swears a lot in it. Oh. She is like giving it. She is hot saucing all over the place.
It's such a fun show because like you can't fake that challenge.
No.
Right? Like you just can't. And some people can do it and some people can't. But just like the drama that goes into it is so amazing.
Because their mouth is on fire and he's asking questions.
Like he's asking serious questions like about your career and about, you know, tell me about your next album coming up. And people are just trying to not have their head explode, right?
Or cry.
Cry or like poop their pants probably. Right? That was Gordon Ramsay's problem is he's like, oh my God, I think I'm going to have a real issue. Right?
Oh my God.
Because nobody wants that warm milk that's sitting there.
No, nobody wants to drink the milk.
You couldn't make me drink that milk.
Yeah. I want to watch the whole thing because I only caught clips of it.
Yeah. Yeah. But, it's on YouTube.
Oh. Oh, it's on the YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Okay, and now since we're talking about that, did I send you that clip that Krista sent me with Jimmy Fallon and Kevin Bacon?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. I still watch it laughing so hard. I was crying. I'm going to post it on our Facebook page. It is the best thing. So friends of the podcast, my kid's sister, became, after she was so sick, right? Somehow the band from the 80s, Tears for Fears, seems to get her through her tough days, right? And she loves Tears for Fears and will watch them nonstop if she can, right? They're five songs, right? She's all over that. So she sent me this video clip that must have been on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon and Kevin Bacon pretend that they're Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
And they're singing that song Head Over Heels.
Yes.
Only it's about being a weather reporter. And it's like, it might be sweater weather. I'm like, oh my God, right? Got a degree in meteorology. And I'm like, oh my God.
It's really funny because I watched the whole thing that she sent me and it is so funny.
I was crying. I was laughing so hard.
Okay. Did you see the one with Jane Fonda where she's Coastal Grandma?
That was really so funny too.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Coastal Grandma. He's really doing some good ones.
He's doing some really good ones. He's doing some
really good ones, right?
Oh my God. Oh,
I laughed so good. I thought that was funny. do you ever, okay, remember when we had Kevin Smart on because he was like reinventing the how to get all your stuff out of the bottom of a jar?
It was peanut butter.
It was peanut butter. Okay. So I saw a thing on the TikTok and it was things you can do when you're almost done with the jam jar. Uh-oh. Not by him, but by somebody else. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Hi. Why can we not just dispose of that jam jar?
Okay. So if you come from my family,
yeah,
the jam jar goes directly back to Sheila and Sheila keeps it because yeah, she's a hoarder. Of jars.
She's a hoarder of jars.
She's a hoarder of jars.
Her mother puts a note, a sticky note, a permanent. Yes. I don't even know what that even is. A permanent yes, sticky note on.
Don't throw it out.
Don't throw it out.
Don't throw it out. Yeah. So you just give the jars back to Sheila and then it gets repurposed into more jam. So that's the cycle, is you take the jam, you finish the jam, you clean out the jar, you give it back to Sheila, Sheila fills it, you get it back, and it's got jam again. There is no other reason for the jar.
Absolutely. You're wrong, actually. Actually, this is what some people have said you could do. You could create a sandwich spread, add a little mayonnaise to that jam jar.
Huh?
The little bit of jam that's left, put a little mayonnaise in there, stir it up, make it a sandwich spread.
Ugh.
Add a little oil, make it a marinade.
I don't need a strawberry marinade.
Right? Why don't you add some seltzer to it, make it a drink?
Seems odd.
Right? What about if you add some cream cheese to it?
That makes a sense.
A little bit of sense, but do we really need to do these things with said jam jar?
Only one out of those things that you just said, what I would realistically think that one should do.
I would throw the jar away and think, oh, you know what? It's too much hassle now to get the rest of the jam out. It's telling me that's God's way of saying time to get a new one. Right? I get saving the jar for your mom because she's making homemade jam. But like a store-bought jam, throw it away.
Okay, but what are you doing? Okay, if you're going to throw that jar away, are you throwing away the spaghetti jar?
I'm throwing away every jar.
The spaghetti sauce jar?
Yeah, every jar is getting thrown away in my world.
You've just created so much in the landfill.
Yeah, but what am I doing with the jar?
Recycle it!
To do what?
To come back as another jar.
Well, fine, it can go to the recycle, but it doesn't need to come back with more food in it. It doesn't need to be reinvented.
Okay.
Right? My parents used to do that with spaghetti sauce in Tupperware.
Well, that's true.
Ugh.
Because it brings up memories for you. Don't go back there.
Because, right? I can't go back there.
Don't go back.
I can't go back there. I can't think about that. It's so horrific. Right? And I'm sure it's still being done.
Probably.
I guaranteed it's still being done. Some way, shape, or form.
That's so gross. Right?
1970s spaghetti sauce somehow living in my father's world somehow. I know it is.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Now, it is summer, so like ice cream, big deal, right?
Yeah.
DQ brought back Coffee Crisp Blizzard.
That sounds delightful. Mike's been eating the with the ice cream and the waffle cone, what's that thing? A drumstick.
He's been eating the drumsticks?
They have a drumstick Blizzard.
Really?
Yeah, you wouldn't know these things, would you, Samantha?
No, don't go there. Right. What is it? Is it Slam Sam Day?
Slam Sunday. Slam Sam Sunday. That's what it is, right? Slam Sam Sunday. Not to take that out of context, people. Right? It's Slam Sam Sunday. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because you wouldn't know anything about that.
No. I have free blizzards that I'm not eating.
That you're not eating in the blizzard season.
Fine. Well, have one when you come back.
That's what you say every single time I get upset about
it. Can I just give you a coupon so you can go get one on your own?
Yeah, you can. I'll take all your coupons and all.
No, you're not taking all my coupons.
Oh, you're just going to use them and then throw them away.
No, I'm not.
You don't use them. I'm going to tell Shauna Foster, don't give Sam any prizes ever again.
Stop it.
Because you waste them.
You're so mean.
I could be. Uh-huh. Right, Super Slam Sam Sunday.
Super Slam.
Right?
Shut up.
I'm just saying, Samantha, use your damn coupon.
Fine, I will. Oh, my God.
You won't.
Stop it.
You won't do it. I know you won't do it. But yes, I think that Blizzard sounds delightful. One day, I hope
I don't care about Coffee Crisp.
You don't? I care about Coffee Crisp.
I care about Crispy Crunch.
Oh, I don't care so much about Crispy Crunch.
I like Crispy Crunch better.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I like a good mint chocolate chip.
Yeah, I like a good mint chocolate chip too. But I like an Oreo Blizzard.
That's classic.
With extra Oreo though.
Of course.
Right, because I want it's like sauce, right? I want the extra just in case.
Just in case.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. All right, let's roll into some questions, Lisa.
All right, Samantha.
Guess who's got questions? Lisa's got questions. It's Lisa's Question Corner.
All right, Samantha, I got three questions for you this week.
All right.
First two are kind of interchangeable, okay? So keep that in mind. Here we go. What did people do before alarm clocks? And how did people decide what time it was?
They used a sundial, Lisa. Have you heard of that?
I have, but how easy is that to use? You think you could just use a sundial?
I don't know.
Like you can look up at the sun and know that it's noon?
How did they come up with numbers?
Exactly, right? That's my other thing. How did they pick numbers? Who invented numbers? Who invented the days of the calendar?
Calendar was made by monks or something like that.
Right.
And I know that seems wrong, but it is called the Gregorian calendar.
Right. It
was a king. I think it was a Roman king. This is really something I should have researched, but I don't care. Right. And numbers came from Roman numerals, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Romans, right?
I get that. But what my question, Samantha, is what made that monk? Since we're saying
no, it's not a monk. It's not a monk. I don't think it's a monk.
Okay, we're gonna star it, right? We don't know who it is.
We have no clue. But somebody made some time stuff.
Yeah, and what made that person decide now is the day that is going to be Tuesday
or Wednesday?
Like,
or we go 1 to 30 or 1 to 31?
Yeah.
We start at zero.
Why isn't the first day of the month zero instead of one?
Because it's zero, which means nothing. So,
but what does one mean?
I don't know. But maybe alarm clocks were like roosters.
Maybe. Like, what did people do with that alarm clocks?
Rooster.
I guess they had a rooster. I don't know. Okay. So I think we don't really know much about that, right?
I don't think
that's my question. Right, I feel we have danced around not knowing.
Feel like we're going to get lots of people going, this is what alarm clocks do. This is who invented numbers. And yes. No, it wasn't what you thought it was for calendar sounds.
Right. Exactly. Right. Yes. Yes. And it actually is not that.
Yeah. So I get, guys, that I probably said something wrong. Thank you for being interested.
Yeah. Sorry. But that's why we ask the questions, right? Because we're looking for the answers.
Yes.
But next, my second question, why do things become obsolete? Who decides that, okay, you know what? This is now obsolete.
Well, who decided the BlackBerry was obsolete?
Right. Like, why? Like,
I don't know.
Like, who decides that things become obsolete?
Probably because we just find something that's slightly better than that. So
yes,
iPhone came out, so it was better than a BlackBerry.
I guess, right?
Androids came out, it was better than a BlackBerry.
But was anything really better than a BlackBerry?
Everything's better than the BlackBerry.
No, I feel that they let the BlackBerry down. They didn't. They gave up on it.
Well, because they tried to do too much.
She was a good girl. She was a good girl, that BlackBerry.
You had one, so you love it.
Loved it so much, right? Loved it so much. Okay, so we're just saying things become obsolete because. That's your answer, is kind of just because.
Because new things get invented.
Okay. I'll do that. What did people do before they had sunglasses? Like, could you imagine like living your life with no sunglasses?
No, but they probably wore a hat or a bonnet.
What if there was no hats or bonnets?
Then they just like there looked was still, out in like, the world with the sun.
Right, like in the 1500s, there was sun.
Yes.
And no glasses and probably no ball caps or bonnets yet.
No, nothing.
Right? So, like, what did people do? Like, you imagine, like, oh, I feel like I would be so squinty.
I think they would burn their retinas.
I think you would burn your retinas, right? I don't know. Whatever that means. Those are my questions, Samantha. That's all I had for you this week.
That's good, Lisa.
Those are the things that have been going through my mind.
As always, bizarre.
Always a little bit bizarre, right?
Okay. I'm sad to say. Kim K and Pete Davidson have called it quits. And he apparently ended it.
What's that about? Like, was it just too much Kardashian drama?
No, apparently they don't. They're so busy, they don't see each other.
Okay. I feel, Pete Davidson, you're going to regret that.
Well, Kim K is pretty cool, right?
Right, pretty cool. And, you know, like I don't know, can you go much higher than that?
I don't know.
Like, that was a pretty big score, right? That was a pretty big win.
Yeah, that was a pretty big win. She's got a lot of money.
Right. And yeah, I worry he may regret that decision.
I don't know.
I don't know. Right. Seems odd.
I think that he was the man in her life that she needed after Kanye.
Right. Right. So he served a purpose for sure for her.
For sure. And maybe, and maybe it just, because they can't be together, they're not together enough. It just doesn't work.
Maybe it's possible. Right.
Right.
It's not hard to believe at all.
No.
And I think that they were always getting along okay.
They were. I don't think there's anything that doesn't say that they weren't.
No. So we'll have to see how that plays out.
Exactly.
Right? Exactly.
But you know what I want? I want people to back off of Bennifer.
Why? Why are they having?
They're going after Ben, saying he was. I guess apparently J Lo is still in Italy, but he came home, and they're saying that he's like I don't know, blowing up or something, or
really
having I don't know,
like having a meltdown.
I don't know, and it's like, do you want, like, why are you saying stuff like that?
And why would he be?
Because they're not together. So now they got to throw in a rumor and they got to make people think that he's having a meltdown.
People, they have their jobs, right? They are very, very busy people. I can't imagine that they've been inseparable their whole time together anyways.
Right. They got stuff they got to do. I think they should just leave Bennifer alone and let them live their lives, and they're fine. So back off, people.
Yeah, right? Like hashtag back off. Give them a break.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree totally with that. 100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I was, interestingly enough, I started watching a show the other day called Customs. And it's all about, it's all about people who go through customs when they fly. And I'm like, oh, I'm curious. And okay, the ones I were watching were old. They were from 2018. But I'm like, it's only like 4-ish years.
Right.
Right.
So not that long ago.
Not that long ago. Yeah. Okay. So the one I was watching, it was ridiculous. A guy from Canada.
Oh, yay.
Swallowed 36 packs of cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And he was sweating profusely. He wasn't answering the questions properly. They tested his luggage.
Yeah.
Beeped all to hell and back with cocaine.
Oh, my God.
And apparently, if you ingest, because none of his luggage had any, there's nothing in his luggage, right?
Yeah.
So apparently, when you ingest cocaine, like the packets, it comes out in your sweat and from your feet. So they took off his shoes, swabbed his shoes.
So he had big cocaine feet.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep. Oh, my God.
Cocaine. So he was not giving nothing up. He was like, okay, you know what? We're going to have to do a body scan. And he's like, body scan? Why do I have to do a body scan? And he's like, because we think you're carrying cocaine. And they just wanted him to fess up.
Right.
They just wanted it so that he didn't have to do this. Nope, he wouldn't do it. And then they get to the point where they're going to put him through the scanner.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to do it. Okay, so you're going to then sit in a cell for however long it takes for you to take 2 shits.
Oh my God. That's disgusting.
2 bowel movements.
That's disgusting.
He would have stayed in their jail at the airport until stuff happened.
That's disgusting.
So the look on his face was, oh my God. And I'm like, dude, you're so screwed, right?
That's so nasty.
So, and all by now we all think this guy's sure enough, You could see it in his bowels. 36 packets of cocaine.
That's so gross.
So he got, they kept him. Yeah. He passed all of them, and then he got taken away because he was
dear
a bad,
people,
bad man.
Don't swallow packages of pills.
Well, and I guess I'm just surprised that people still smuggle drugs that way.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
But like, they have the scanners.
Yeah.
They swab all the time.
People think they can get away with it, right?
I guess. I don't know. And then this was all in the UK. These were the UK customs.
Okay.
The people coming from this place in Spain with huge amounts of tobacco.
Right.
And they're like trying to convince the custom agents. No, they're trying to convince the custom agents. No. This is all for me. I'm a smoker. I smoke. And it's like pack after pack after pack of tobacco and cigarettes.
That's insane.
So the one lady with this couple, the one customs officer is like, okay, so this is all for you? He's like, yeah, I'm a smoker. I roll. Okay, I'm going to give you some paper. Show me how you roll. He couldn't roll to save his life.
Smart.
So they confiscated
Hey,
and I'm like, seriously? And then one person smuggled animal skins and the other one the other one smuggling cannabis. And I'm like, unless it's legal in the UK.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't be smuggling.
So, you know what? I just think it's so weird, Sam, because it's like they don't think they're going to get caught. So they do stupid shit.
It was really dumb.
Like, it's so dumb. Like, and ingesting that much cocaine, like, dude, that could kill you.
It could have.
Right?
Totally.
It could kill you. Why
and all
you
I thought
that?
Was, why, stupid Canadian, why are you doing that?
Exactly, right? Exactly.
As if they weren't. And then this other guy, they basically deported him because he bought his ticket the day before he flew. Yeah. He was only doing a round trip for a day and then was flying back out again. And they're like, you need to prove why you're here. And he couldn't.
Yeah,
I got an aunt. What's her name? I'm not sure. What does she do for a living? I'm not sure. Dude.
Not good enough. Not working.
Dude.
Right?
So they sent him back for once he came. And I'm like, Jesus. Like, guys, if you're going to do this, can you just be a little bit smarter? And I just don't think smuggling drugs
it's
in your person.
At all.
Why are they still doing that? You get caught.
Yeah, you're going to get caught for sure.
Put it in your luggage because they swab your luggage.
Exactly, right? That's so, that's just so crazy. You know what else is really crazy? I see these all the time at my work. And they're always like in the cafe and it's salad shakers. I feel that I need some salad shakers in my life.
Are you taking salad to work?
No, I see them. It's like pre-made. It's made prepared by others.
Oh, okay. Are you eating them then?
No, I had one once and I loved it.
Well,
because instead of salad in a bowl, it was like salad in a tall cup.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I really quite enjoyed that. I found salad to be much more fun in a tall cup than in a bowl.
And that's what you need your salad to be, is fun.
I think I want my salad to be fun. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I want my salad to be fun.
Not tasting good, just fun.
I mean, I want it to taste good, right? But it's still salad at the end of the day, right? So it's only going to taste so good, right?
This is true.
Right. It's the dressing that's going to make the salad live up to its full potential, right? That's what we need. We need the dressing. It's not about the salad. It's about what goes on the salad.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, right? I feel like I might be this fall. I might be about like a salad shaker, like shake, like that type of thing.
You're going to eat salad in the fall?
Yeah. I think I might eat some salad in the fall because I'm going to just transition to the winter. Once the winter comes, I won't eat salad.
Oh, I see.
But I'm going to add a transition.
You're going to be transitional.
I'm going to be transitional with my foods, right? I feel that I'm not prepared to give up on them yet.
Okay.
But I feel that they need to move forward a little bit, right?
All right.
So that's what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah. I just wanted you to know that.
All right, Lisa, it's my turn to teach you something.
Lisa, it's things you ought to know.
Fun facts about mosquitoes.
Oh.
I know.
Other than the fact that we hate them.
Well, yes. and they carry diseases, in case you didn't know.
So gross.
Okay, apparently mosquitoes have been around since the Jurassic period. That's 210 million years old.
Like, fuck off, mosquitoes.
That's a long time to exist
already. And you know what? They haven't changed or gotten better. They still are ugly and blah.
They have not evolved.
They have not evolved, right? So why do we need them? So why are they not obsolete?
I don't know.
Oh my God.
Apparently the word mosquito is Spanish for little fly.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
And this is a fun piece. Only females bite.
Oh, interesting.
The female needs blood to help her eggs develop.
And that's disgusting. Right? They're just disgusting. Right?
They are drawn to people drinking beer, and some mosquitoes are attracted to feet.
Like, they sound perverted. They sound like they have like a little, oh, I'm a mosquito, I have a little foot fetish. Right? Right? So weird. So weird.
Apparently humans, however, are not their first blood choice. Oh. They prefer horses, cattle, or birds.
Okay, well, I guess that's good to know then.
Huh. We are not their first go-to.
We're not their first go-to. Interesting. I'm okay with that, but I feel that they settle on us, and that's too much.
It is.
Right, too much settling. That's what I feel, Samantha.
All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
I'm shaking my head at the abandoned luggage at the Pearson International Terminal at the airport. Oh. There's clumps of it everywhere, just abandoned, just like there's like a stack of like 40 pieces of luggage, 30 pieces over here, a bunch over here, just like all everywhere, random bunches. Like, what's to say I don't go and just take people's suitcases? Do these people never come back for their suitcase? Or is Air Canada losing their, or whoever, I don't want to just blame Air Canada, but whoever, the airline companies, are they losing their shirts in profits because they're writing everybody a check for their lost luggage?
Oh my God.
Right? Because there's no way that luggage, anybody's ever coming back for it. There's too much of it.
Unless there's something really important in it.
There's an awful lot of luggage.
Wow.
There's an awful lot of luggage. So I'm
sure. What's to say that you just don't go buy it and just be like, oh, I like that suitcase, I'm just going to trot away with it.
You could. There's nobody there.
Wow.
Yeah. Or if it's going to be, why not have a policy where if after 30 days that luggage isn't picked up, they go through the luggage and they give it to like the shelters or something.
No, I think I've seen this on, what kind of shows, the people who have like, they go to the people who have abandoned their lockers or
okay.
like,
their, oh yeah, yeah. Like storage units and
the
stuff.
Storage units and yeah. stuff. You can go to
buy it, right?
You can go buy this luggage. You can go to an auction and these suitcases are auctioned off and you try to sell whatever's in the suitcase.
I hate that idea.
That's Isn't horrible. That weird though?
It's horrible. It's like a yard sale, right? Other people's shit. Right?
It is other people's shit.
Makes no sense to me. None whatsoever. What about you, Samantha? What are you shaking your head at this week?
Oh my God. Okay. My weather app on my phone. That's what I'm shaking my head at.
Oh, okay.
You know what it said the other day?
What?
Because it was a little colder on one day.
Right.
It will be warmer than yesterday. That's what it said on the day that I looked. And I'm like, this is how you tell people the weather?
Yeah, just for the
it will be warmer than yesterday.
Yeah, like when did we? That's like going back. That's backward steps in weather. In meteorology, right? That's backward steps.
Yeah, and I'm just like that is. It just seemed a little bit, ridiculous.
Unprepared.
Well, don't say that because that's not like what I'm expecting from my weather app.
That there's nothing concrete about that. No. What the hell is that?
It'll be warmer than yesterday. Wow. Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks for the heads up. Right? I shook my head at that too.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ishakemyhead@gmail.com. You might find it being mentioned during an episode. Ooh. We also give the option of sending us a DM on Facebook or Instagram. You send us something to talk about, a topic. One has to go. Maybe you got an I Shake My Head. Maybe even a Would You Rather, because apparently, well, my last one actually did really well.
You've been doing okay.
I've been doing okay.
You've been doing okay, Samantha.
We take them all, guys, and we use them. So send them our way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to thank John Domingo for putting together our podcast. And he is the best kept secret in podcasting.
Comes with his own tagline.
He does.
So funny. So funny. Samantha, it's the end of the show.
It is the end of the show.
We're done.
Yes, you're recording from Toronto.
I'm recording from Toronto, so not on my recording device, right? So we're not sure. It's going to sound, I don't know, a little bit different, I'm thinking.
I think it might.
But at least you're getting a podcast, friends.
Right.
Because, right, that's what we pride ourselves on, is still giving you a podcast.
Exactly.
So anything else you want to add?
No, I'm good.
I'm good too. Okay. Well, I am, it's late where I am. I feel like John Domingo, right? Right. It's late where I am. So I need to get some beauty sleep.
Yes, you do, Lisa.
I have more shopping to do tomorrow.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, right? So fun. So fun. Okay, Samantha.
All right.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.